Warm welcome to www.goforgold.lk. This is Brian Thomas alongside my co-host Lakit Pires reporting on our website, bringing you all the news hot off the field. As both Lakit and I say, a very good morning to all of you. Today being the 22nd of April 2026. We saw a fantastic game of cricket yesterday between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Delhi Capitals. Let me give you the results first. Delhi Capitals were beaten by a big score of 47 by Sunrisers Hyderabad. They made 242 for 2 wickets in their allotted 20 overs after being put into bat, mind you. Abhishek Sharma thumped 135, not out, in 66 deliveries, 10 boundaries, 10 massive sixers, strike rate of 198. Hendrish Claassen joined him. He was unbeaten on 37, but Travis had made 35. Ishan Kishan made 25 to help Sunrisers Hyderabad build this massive total. Delhi Capitals, well, 195 for 9 in their allotted 20 overs. KL Rahul made 37. Correction, Nitesh Rana 57. And Samir Rizvi 41. The bowling, Ishan Malinga of Sri Lanka took 4 for 32 and Harish Dubey 3 for 12. Now, remember Mark Taylor, the former captain of Australia in the 90s, you know, I mean, how strong Aussies were in both red ball and white ball cricket at that stage is something that we need to take into consideration. Because Mark Taylor, captain, the 1996 Australian side, when Sri Lanka was captained by Arjuna Ranatunga, where Sri Lanka won the World Cup. But Mark Taylor has made a strong statement, which I thought I'll make mention. He said, where is T20 cricket going to? He said he doesn't feel it's cricket. He feels the actual cricket is red ball, the five-day game, and the white ball 50 over game. Now, he has made this statement based on the fact the way that the scores are being made within 20 overs and the entire outlook of the game. He said, true, 10 people have to be bowled out, fair enough, 11 people on the park, but the implementation of impact players and the entire scenario from his books personally feels it doesn't seem to look like cricket. I thought I'll make mention of that because that has been published and being debated, obviously. So I thought I'll just let our listeners know about the statement that Mark Taylor has made. Right, what's happening today is interesting. Remember that Sri Lankan ladies who lost the first game to Bangladesh in the 50-over encounter are playing the second 50-over game. I don't have any news about the availability of Chamari Athapattu. I mean, I know Sri Lankan fans will all always be very keen to see her on the park. Keep our fingers crossed. Play gets underway at 9 o'clock. Glad to tell you the live coverage is on Dialog TV and you can watch it for your list, your viewing picture as well. Thank you. Right, United Arab Emirates, Nepal, the second T20 was just a one-sided game. Nepal won the game by 8 wickets. So UAE getting used to Nepalese conditions, struggling a little bit. But there is another big game coming up, and that is the South African women are hosting the Indian ladies. So far, South Africa has dominated proceedings. I mean, the world champions have been under the pump. They lost the first two T20 games, and today is the third T20 game. That'll be an interesting game for you to eyeball as well. And the IPL, of course, Lucknow Super Giants will be taking on Rajasthan Royals. Remember, Rajasthan Royals is being managed by Kumar Sangakkara. And it'll be a very interesting game to keep our eyes focused on. So that's it from me and Lakit Pires. I just want to remind all our listeners that the school's rugby league gets underway on Friday the 24th. So we'll have plenty to report. Both Lakit and I are excited about it, because we know the interest that we have in the school's rugby arena. I also thought I'll make mention and give credit to Sri Lanka cricket for the wonderful way they are keeping the flag flying, the lights burning. Because I just got the information, thank you Luckett for giving it to me, that a New Zealand women's A team will be touring Sri Lanka to play against the Sri Lanka women shortly. So that is great news. Wonderful that Sri Lanka cricket is also taking care of the women's version. And we can see the amount of improvement we've had in women's cricket. Look at the under-19ers. They did a sterling job in the tri-series in Australia, even beating the home team and comprehensively thumping the English under-19 team. So I just thought I'll make mention of that as well this morning. Thank you for being in our company. It was a pleasure being your host. On behalf of Luckett Peeris, this is Brian Thomas signing off and wishing all of you a blessed day, and look forward to your company tomorrow at the same time. Thank you and bye-bye.